Στην Κρήτη, όταν μιλάμε για
In Crete, when we talk about antiquities, our mind usually goes to Knossos, Festos, Kortna, maybe even Malia. However, there is another impressive archaeological site that is well worth visiting and discovering its history, just 10 kilometers south of Rethymno. It is the necropolis of Armeni, and the story of how this cemetery was discovered is equally fascinating. On the line with us is Mr. Yonis Tsedakis, Honorary General Director of Antiquities at the Ministry of Culture, and the man who carried out the excavations in the area. Mr. Tsedakis, first of all, thank you for agreeing to talk to us about the Armeni necropolis.
Don't thank me, it's a pleasure for me to talk about a research project that started in 1969 and could have gone even further, because we also found the city. Apart from the cemetery, the necropolis, we also found the city itself, at Kastelos, the little village. So you understand this is, in a way, a life story for me, so no need to thank me. In 1969, I was digging at the spring in Rethymno, and the museum guard notified us that three elementary school kids from Samatas, another small village outside Armeni, while walking to school, had found some little jars and took them to their teacher. The teacher took them to the museum. They were three small vases, the little jars as the children called them. From the late Minoan period, around 1300 BC, which they had found on the surface of the field.
And is it true that some little animals had?
Yes, when we went there, of course, we didn't see anything, just the field. But later we realized that the Arkali, the badgers, that's their local name, they are nocturnal small animals, were disturbed by the contents of the tombs. So whatever they didn't like or was in their way, they brought it up to the surface while burrowing. So it must have been the Arkali, the badgers, who brought those little vases to the surface. There was no illegal excavation in the area. We were the first ones to go there, and until today, 232 tombs have been excavated. A very large cemetery. And the city, which lies right above, about 700 meters if you measure directly, must have been very important, and it is mentioned on Linear B tablets.
What do we learn about Crete of that era through the excavation that you carried out?
Look, this city, let's call it a village, but in that era, we're talking about a city with houses within what we might call walls, though there are no walls, and farmhouses outside. We excavated a farmhouse and part of a building complex. What's important is that this city had a local pottery workshop. And that's very significant because the products that left each city for the central authority or other cities, and beyond Crete as well, were products in high demand. And it was very important for the city that produced them to have a workshop. It seems there was also a workshop for clay larnakes, the clay coffins where they placed the dead. We have found 42 larnakes, 32 whole and 10 in fragments, but around 25 of them must have come from the same workshop. We have identified the sources of the clay, coarse clay for the larnakes, fine clay for the vases. And we also have the name of either a wine producer or a merchant, inscribed on a vessel in Linear B. This is a very important find because the exact same handwriting was found on another vessel in Knossos, and the third one in Argolis.
Indeed. And we know that this excavation attracted interest from scientists from other countries, who requested to carry out DNA tests, if I remember correctly, on skeletons found there.
Of course, laboratories in England and in Heidelberg. Yes, indeed, we have such collaborations for DNA testing, but not only for DNA. About food, about age, about origin, as archaeologists, we say that these tombs are family tombs. And that is probably the case. In one tomb, where the bones were analyzed, 8 individuals were found. I'm giving you an example of how research helps us. 7 of them belonged to the same tribe, in other words, they were locals. The 8th individual, a man, was not from the same tribe, he was a foreigner. Very significant that someone who did not belong to the same tribe still participated in the life of the tribe, the family. He was buried together with the family. These are things for the experts to study. Highly specialized scientists who do not deal only with archaeological research.
Mr. Tsedakis, today the site is particularly impressive. Could you describe for us what someone will see when they visit Armeni today?
Look, what one can see today is the architecture of the tombs. Because they may all look alike, but they are not exactly the same. There are 3 tombs in particular that are very important. Number 24 is one of them. Tomb 152 also has a shelter built over it, that's the second, and the third I can't recall right now, but it's close to tomb 24. What do they have? Tomb 24 has a carved pillar in the middle of the room, a column. Tomb 155 is very deep, extending far inside. It had half columns on the left and right of the entrance, made of wood, and a bench inside, essentially a stone bench carved into the rock. And another one had a Minoan half column, that is, Minoan columns, tapered downwards and widened at the top. So there were steps or a ramp, but the large tombs have steps. That are very finely worked, of course, you have to consider that all this was done with bronze tools. They didn't have iron. Iron was very rare. It existed but wasn't used for tools. Tools were made of bronze. So you can understand that they had. It would be very interesting if one could witness how these teams managed to accomplish this work.
Yes, of course.
And one last thing I should tell you is that after the burial ceremony, certain rituals must have taken place because we have found fragments of cups in particular. They probably drank something, perhaps a drink, I don't know exactly what they prepared. And then they broke the cups and threw them either in the next open space or in certain places where we found them. In other words, they gathered them and threw them into a kind of pit, let's call it a pit in quotation marks. That's interesting too.
You mentioned earlier that this is an excavation that hasn't been completed because the city has also been discovered. So what should we expect in the coming period from the area?
In the coming period, the land needs to be purchased so that we can proceed with the excavation. Because if the land isn't purchased, we cannot proceed. I mean private land, the plots, that's what I mean. I don't know how this could happen. I'm looking into it, but I've been away from the ministry for many years. And I've lost whatever connections I used to have. I don't know how this could work now. We'll see. I've always been an optimistic person.
That's great. And very hardworking and generous in what you did. Mr. Tsedakis, thank you very much for everything you shared with us.
Before we finish, let me tell you something. I was very lucky because no one had worked in Western Crete. They considered it the Wild West. And I was doubly lucky because the master builder of the excavations, until his death in the 1980s, was from Knossos. As a young boy, he had started working with Evans. And when he reached the age to become a master builder, he left Knossos and came to Hanya. And so I had a person who not only knew the history to tell me beyond the official narratives, but also knew how to dig. And that was the best part because he organized the work crews. So I was very lucky. Twice over. Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about Armeni. And I hope we'll speak again sometime.
We thank you very much, and we wish you all the best.
All the best to you too.